Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by starting with Let It Be. To the lyrics just then, I was reminded of Mary and Martha when Jesus visited, and Mary was busy fussing and preparing, and Martha just sat and listened to what Jesus was speaking. And when Mary complained, he said, "You cannot blame her. She chose the right thing." And sometimes it's hard to choose the right thing. So I applaud you for taking time out this morning when there are other things you could have been doing to deepen down, to transform, to join with other hearts and minds across the airwaves as we connect with the divine of our being. Something landed in my email box this week that truly touched me, and it is the theme for this morning's Sunday Soul Connection, and I'll share it as part of the story. And it's entitled, or I've given it the title, Look at the View. And it reminded me of something I shared a while back with you that I want to share again, because too often we forget to just take a moment and look around at what beauty, what absolute divine glory there is. Especially at this time of the year, when everything is bursting forth and the green sap is rising and the blossoms are there and the crocuses and the daffodils are sprouting fully. Days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illumines the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder. How filled with awe is this place, and we did not even know it. How often are we walking around, so caught up with our so-called worries and the dramas of the day and what's gone on within the family and what's to be done and what's happening at work, that we forget that we are living, moving, and having our being in absolute glory. How often are we so oblivious to what's going on around us in nature, so overwhelmed and over-absorbed with our day-to-day living, that we forget to exclaim. We were there in this joyous, wonderful miracle of God's expression and didn't even recognize it. So, today's call, it really is about, don't forget to look at the view. Look at the view of life that's going around. And sometimes when you can look into the distance, all that's going on in the now, in the moment, and what's grabbing your attention, the disease in the body, the relationships that seem fractured, the annoyances and all of that fade away as you take your eyes off and look at the view. We continue with our season of nonviolence, and I trust you have been following diligently the various principles of the week. And today, as we continue with our seasons of nonviolence, we have, today is honor. Albert Einstein said there are only two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle, and the other is if everything is. And I believe that when we look at life as the wonderful miracle that it is, and I think sometimes we take it too much for granted, because even something as breathing that we so all need to do in order to survive is a miracle. And yet we think nothing of it. The fact that we can inhale and exhale, the fact that as we inhale the oxygen and we exhale the carbon dioxide, the fact that as soon as it goes into our blood and it passes through into our cells and it's doing all that it needs to do, we forget that is a miracle. We're not even conscious of it doing it, and yet it's doing it nevertheless. The other thing about honor is that if we lose it, it's very hard to regain. Whatever you do, honor your words, honor your responsibility, honor what you say. It truly speaks to your integrity. Monday is respect. Dave Willis says, show respect even to people who don't deserve it. Not as a reflection of their character, but as a reflection of yours. People are fond of saying that you have to earn respect. But imagine if we can give respect to people whether they deserve it or not. That truly would be a testament to who you are. And it's very hard, I get that, to respect some people because they truly sharpen ways that are undeserving. But nevertheless, this journey is about our growth. And so it's imperative that we do whatever is necessary for us to transform our base nature to that of our true higher nature, our God self. Tuesday's advocacy. Every action and every action for peace requires someone exhibit the courage to challenge violence and inspire love. Someone once said, advocacy to change what is. Advocacy is to change what is into what should be. It requires each and every one of us to say and stand up for what is right. It's not enough to leave it for other people and think it's their responsibility. We need to do our part in looking to change the what is into what it should be. It's not enough to know it, but just think, well, someone else can do it. We each have the responsibility for creating the world that we want to create. And so Tuesday is advocacy. Wednesday is equality. Someone once said we are all humans, and until race disconnected us, religion separated us, and politics divided us, and wealth classified us. We are only one race, one kind, the human race, the humankind. And whilst we all have different ways of showing up, we breathe the same and we bleed the same. No one human being's life is worth more than another. Although sometimes I think here in the West we seem to feel that our lives are somewhat superior to those over on other continents. All life is precious. All life is the same. All life is equal. Thursday is action. Robert Kennedy says, each of us can work to change a small portion of events. And in the total, all these acts will be written will be written the history for this generation. All of these things this week are tying in together about action and equality and advocacy. We each can do something. Nothing is too small, for they all add up. Friday is giving. Deepak Chopra says, the law of giving is very simple. If you want joy, give joy. If it's love that you seek, offer love. And if you crave material affluence, then help others become prosperous. This week, look to see what you can give away. It could be something as simple as a smile. Give that away. Empty out a closet. Give away something you haven't worn for God knows how long. Give. Truly. The Bible says, thou shalt give and it shall be given back unto you, pressed down, running over, it be put into your lap. I believe we can't outgive the divine. So in doing as much as we can in giving, we are creating the vibration to attract more into our lives. So as always, you can follow me on Instagram or on Facebook for this continuing weeks in the season of nonviolence. So today's story is what I'd like to share with you next. It's by an authoress of many books called Anna Quinden. She writes for the Times and New York Times and various other publications, and she's a Pulitzer Prize winner. The first quote that I want to share with you from her, and then I'll share the story. She says, the biggest mistake I made is the one that most of us make while doing this. I did not live in the moment enough. This is particularly clear now that the moment is gone, captured only in photographs. There is one picture of the three of them sitting on the grass on a quilt in the shadow of a swing set on a summer day, ages 6, 4, and 1, and I wish I could remember what we ate and what we talked about and how they sounded and how they looked when they slept that night. Excuse me. I wish I had not been in a hurry to get on to the next thing. Dinner, bath, book, bed. I wish I had treasured the doing a little more and the getting it done a little less. You see, I believe that when we're looking at the view, we're taking time sometimes to look at what's important as opposed to hurrying on to the next thing, the next thing and the next thing, as opposed to just being present, enjoying. So this is a little story that I want to share that so touched me this week. And Anna writes, I found one of my best teachers on the boardwalk, excuse me, at Coney Island many years ago. It was December, and I was doing a story about how the homeless suffer in the winter months. He and I sat on the edge of the wooden supports, dangling our feet over the side. And he told me about his schedule, panhandling the boulevard when the summer crowds were gone, sleeping in a church when the temperature went below freezing, hiding from the police amid the tilt-a-whirl and the cyclone, and some of the occasional seasonal rides. But he told me that most of the time he stayed on the boardwalk, facing the water, just the way we were sitting now. Even when it got cold and he had to wear his newspapers after he read them. And I asked him why. Why didn't he go to one of the shelters? Why didn't he check himself into the hospital for detox? And he stared out at the ocean and said, look at the view, young lady. Look at the view. And every day, in some little way, I tried to do what he said. I tried to look at the view. That's all. Words of wisdom from a man who, with not a dime in his pocket, no place to go, nowhere to be, look at the view. When I do what he said, I'm never disappointed. And so, my beloved, I too invite you to look at the view. Look at the view and don't miss what's important. This morning our science of mind reading is entitled Leaving Things Better. The first quote comes from Marvin J. Ashton, who says, "Be one who nurtures and builds. Leave people better than you found them." The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. "We always welcome the man who looks at the world as his friend and loves it." The author writes, "You're probably familiar with the environmental urging to nurture our planet and its resources by customarily leaving things better than you found them. The same principle applies to all humanity. The law of increase teaches that you praise, that what you praise expands. When a boss praises their employee or teacher, their student, a physiological expansion takes place inside the one who is receiving the adulation. We open and release our inhibited notions and dissolve our doubts, even if momentarily. All of us respond to praise in this way. Our big, beautiful world, the one that can work for everyone, is a world where every and each individual takes ownership in leaving things and others better than our original encounters. An applicable exercise is noticing your motive in public situations. Are you there for hopefully to get something from someone else? If so, change your motive. Focus on what you can unconditionally give. Roam around offering genuine praise as if you are offering sustenance to the hungry. Expect nothing in return. Simply praise. Both their energy and yours will be lovingly elevated. When you look for and speak about the best of people, you experience the best of people. This conscious act of nurturing another is one of the greatest directives of some of the most sacred work we could ever commit to." So I invite you, beloved, if you haven't already, to close your eyes as we go within. Always at this time, I like to share with you the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. Deeper. Slower. breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. This is my breath as I breathe in honor. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out respect. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in honor. I breathe out respect, honor, respect, honor, respect, honor. Honor, respect, honor, respect, here, in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul. Let's take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead. Always as we see in our mind's eye, we bring the feeling component to it. So see yourself energized, healthy, and whole. What does that look and feel like? Your relationships peaceful, harmonious, joyous. What does that look and feel like? And whatever else you want to see for yourself, see it here in me. Imagination of your mind. Take a deep breath in as we bring our attention to our circle of prayer. And as always, you're invited to hold anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. For there is nowhere where God is not. God, the infinite creator, the expression of all life, is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, giving thanks for health, for wholeness, for peace, for joy, for life itself. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but it is your spirit within that doeth the work. We give thanks that we are engaging in the season of nonviolence and the principles of honor, respect, advocacy, quality, action, giving, and responsibility. That as we embrace these principles, we grow into being the better expression of our true nature, our God nature, our God self. We hold in our hearts and minds this world that is in so much torment and turmoil, and ask that the hearts and minds of our leaders be touched, that we can look beyond what they think separates us and see through to what unites us, that we are one race, one kind. The human race, the humankind. For anyone that is in need of a healing right here, right now, we give thanks for your healing presence, quickening, renewing, restoring, replenishing. For those who have lost loved ones and who are grieving, we ask that their hearts and minds be touched, knowing that life is eternal and that love lives forever in our hearts. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our daily affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. You repeat after me. I praise, and in my praising, the world blossoms.
I praise, and in my praising, the world blossoms.
Our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed. May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. My prayer protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is and all is well. Beloved, I missed out one more principle, which is for Saturday, the 25th of March, responsibility. Someone says, if I'm sorry, that is a statement. If I say I won't do it again, that's a promise. But how do I make it up to you? That is responsibility. So we're going to have a slightly shorter version of our Sunday Soul Connection. For obvious reasons, I know you can hear. The song that I want to close with, I just want to share the lyrics with you because I absolutely love this song. It's by Need to Breathe and it's called Multiplied. Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us we cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the skies and these hallelujahs be multiplied. Your love is like radiant diamonds, bursting inside us we cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us, like blazing wildfires singing your name. That will be our closing benediction today. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our 10-minute top-up, our 10 at 10. Enjoy Need to Breathe and Multiplied. Have a blessed and beautiful week. God bless.
Thank you.
Wishing you better.
Your love is radiant diamond, bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us. Like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of love, I have surrendered to your design. Maybe it's all. Your name.
Beautiful and blessed week.
Thank you.